Hey guys, welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host Jason Kim.
Yes sir.
And today I'm only joined with my brother Paulie.
What's going on, y'all? It's been a minute, bro.
It's been a minute, man. And this is the first episode we've ever only done two people,
dude, in like 2 years.
Yeah, it's ever since we started, we've never done
low
two.
Key little empty and shit.
Yeah,
bro.
No, it feels hella lonely. To all the new viewers watching this, welcome, man.
Welcome right. In. Yeah, yeah, there's gonna be a lot of eyes on this one.
Yeah, a lot of eyes on this one. You know, obviously, there's some things, a lot of things we need to talk about
for sure,
and a lot of things we want to, you know, give our perspective on. But to all the people that don't even know what's going on, because I feel like there's a good group of people that like DM'd us, like, yo, what, you dropping a pod this
week? Yeah, they're confused. They're like, what's going on?
No, they're genuinely confused. And yeah. I know we have like an older audience that's not really on TikTok, so like they actually don't even know what's going on.
Exactly, bro.
Just to briefly summarize the past 2 weeks, there's been a lot of drama involving us, Jason the Ween, and just basically like we low-key got a lot of hate for some of the comments that we said on our last episode.
Definitely.
So we're gonna talk about that, but the first thing we kind of want to address is obviously, you know, the girls are gone.
Yeah, bro.
The girls are not on this episode.
Yep.
The girls kind of addressed it in our Discord.
Yeah.
For those of you who are in our Discord, they said their little, you know, goodbye.
Right. I will say honestly, ideally, probably we didn't want to tell you in that way.
Yeah.
And like obviously, we wanted the girls to be on to like kind of give their closure as well.
Yeah.
But kind of with everything going on, it was kind of understandable at the same time for them to not want to do that.
Yeah.
So I guess it's our job today to explain what's kind of going on with that.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, like Paul said, like I didn't want them to say bye through a Discord because obviously like not even most of you are on the Discord anyway. But like they weren't. So just to say it, like they're not coming on the 9 for 9 podcast anymore.
Yeah.
Jennifer was actually planning on leaving already.
Yeah.
And with all this hate and drama going on, like she said she couldn't even really enjoy her birthday.
Yeah, dude. For the most part, it's just like, I understand for Jennifer at least because like she was going to quit this episode literally like she had one more episode left.
She had one more. Exactly.
And then like also with all the hate that's coming in, there's no reason for her to come on, you know, like she probably was like, fuck that shit at this point, you know, like so I do feel bad for like ending it that way with her especially.
Yeah. If you want to go see their goodbye messages, maybe we'll pop up their Discord like screenshots right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We could do that.
And so, like, everyone go wish her a happy birthday. I mean, like, I know she didn't really get to enjoy it as much as she wanted to.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful to Jennifer for all the things she's done for me.
Yeah.
And the podcast, helping it grow. And then for Megan.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, Megan's been with us since the start, man.
Yeah, from the very start, basically. Yeah.
And I think that's, like, the biggest L from this whole situation was like, just, like, the girls leaving.
Definitely, bro. You know? Like, it's something we didn't expect, I would say.
Yeah.
And I would say, honestly, for both of them, like, no one signs up for that amount of hate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, none of us expected that. But at the same time, like, I definitely think it affected them a lot. Like, honestly, you know? And, like, that's the sucky part of this, too. Like, a lot of these people, I feel like, that were hating on them, too. Like, they don't really, they're not hating. Like, they don't really give a fuck. They're just hating just to hate.
Right.
And it sucks because it affects them a lot, you know? And, like,
that's the one thing about social media that I realized throughout this whole thing was that it's so toxic, man.
It is.
Like Paul said, people are just hating to hate. Like,
right.
It's just a trend to hate. Exactly. But they don't know how it affects people differently. You know,
literally.
Like hate can affect someone so much. And I think me and Paul are on the same page where like, you know, we've got like low-key hated on before.
Yeah.
Like 6 months ago. Right. So like this time around, like, you know, we were able to like handle it better.
Right. For sure.
But like, you know.
Still hard.
Though. Yeah. Still hard. And then like. You know, and this time, like, now is, like, a full frontal attack on, like, TikTok, Instagram, personal Instagram, personal YouTubes.
It's fucked. Like, Twitter, even. I was like, oh, my goodness, bro. I'm everywhere, bro.
Yeah, like, it was, and, like, you know, obviously, the girls, they signed up to do this podcast because it was a fun thing to do.
Right.
You know, to hang out with friends. But then, you know, they didn't sign up to get hated on in every single platform they got.
Literally.
You know what I
literally,
mean?
Literally.
So,
yeah.
Like, from that perspective, I hope you guys understand why they're not coming on here again,
because
like low-key this video is probably gonna get hated on again. It's
for sure
it's probably gonna get clipped up again
for
hated
sure.
on again on TikTok.
Exactly.
But you know, I didn't want to leave you guys stranded, you know.
For sure.
Like, we left you guys stranded for 2 weeks already, but I decided, or me and Paul decided, like, we got to come on here, say our piece
for sure.
And I mean, that's pretty much it for the girl side.
Yeah, yeah, that is it for the girl side.
Yeah.
Kind of moving into the next section of like what caused this all.
Yeah.
I just want to start because I haven't really made any like public statements at all since this whole thing happened, you know? And obviously it was super unfortunate, but I learned now like what, despite whatever our intentions might be, our words can get taken a different way, right?
Yeah.
So I guess for me, I got to say like, first of all, I guess that's something I just shouldn't have said at all. I really think like in this time, like it's best to just, if you are talking about someone else, to just kind of like encourage them or like praise their name. Because I guess there was no reason to say that. But at the same time, like it was tough and it is kind of tough for me now moving forward with podcasts just because like I feel like sometimes it's hard for me to be comfortable speaking because in that time too, like, like, you know, I wasn't trying to hate for real.
At all.
Yeah.
At
all. Like, I was just trying to, like, keep the convo going. We're just, like, kids. Like, I guess I didn't realize the platform we had and, like, how far it could affect, like, so many different people.
Yeah.
But, like, you know what I mean, right? Like, we're just talking as friends, and I thought it wasn't serious. Just brought up some random Twitter post I saw to, like, keep this talk going. But, yeah, I'm sorry to everyone, bro. Like, even our fans. Like, I feel like it was hard to be a fan of us during this time. So... But yeah, I apologize to all the people who are affected, like even the Jason the Ween fans straight up, bro. Like if they felt it was that bad, then it must have been bad, regardless of my intentions.
Right.
So I guess from now on, like I'll just do better in terms of that. But yeah, that's like my first thing I wanted to say for sure.
Yeah. And to like go off what Paul said, like this is not in any way us trying to make an excuse.
Yeah.
Like I know Paul mentioned that, you know, like we're just talking, like, you know, it's a 2-hour podcast. Like we just bring up random topics.
Right.
But that's in no way excuse. Like, we're not trying to excuse what we said. We're still trying to take full accountability of what we said. Like, the way we worded that message, like, the way they clipped it up, definitely sounds like some hate coming from
for
our side.
For sure.
I do apologize for that.
Yeah.
And I think, like, for those of you guys that don't know what's going on, the last episode, it's still up.
Yep.
It's probably got, like, over 1,000 hate comments now.
Definitely, bro.
But basically, like... Some of Jason the Ween's like clippers watched the episode, clipped up this part that we were talking about Jason the Ween. There was two main clips. There was one clip where Paul was like talking about his subs and subs, gifted subs. And then the other clip was about me talking about how like Jason the Ween gets 15 to 20k live viewers.
Right.
And so those were the two main clips that like, you know, clipping it up in that fashion where you only see like 3 to 5 seconds,
right,
it definitely looks like we were trying to hate on
for
the boy.
for sure
like me, like looking at everyone reacting to those 3 seconds, like I look like Jason the Ween's number one hater,
right?
I really do and I admit that,
right?
And I think it was my tone,
right?
And it was like the way I worded it.
Yeah
But I just want to address to all of our viewers, because I know like I got a lot of DMs like, you know, supporting too. There was a lot of hate, but there was a lot of people that actually understood what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to see like what I was trying to say, I made a whole TikTok video. It's our first one on our 9for9 TikTok account.
Right.
I said it on there. But I can say it again. Like what I was trying to say in that moment was that, you know, Jason does get 15 to 20K viewers.
Mm-hmm.
I was in no way trying to downplay that. I know that's huge. The only thing I was trying to say was that Twitch is not a mainstream platform yet. It's on the come up.
No, for like, sure.
It's on the come up.
I
actually watch live streams now.
Oh, really?
Which is the funny thing.
Uh-huh.
So I actually fuck with this whole streaming world, which is like crazy because like people are trying to say like I'm trying to hate on Jason. But the only thing I was trying to say was that compared to like the tens of millions of views that he gets on other platforms.
Yeah.
He gets 15 to 20K viewers on Twitch.
Right. Like live at one time.
At what time?
Right.
And I was just like, to me, it was just like an interesting thing. I was like, wow, like, okay, like, yeah, like I see this guy blowing up everywhere.
Right.
And then like, I almost like assumed that he would have more, but then just kind of made me realize, okay, yeah, Twitch is still on the come up.
Right.
And then I was trying to make that point to the girls, because obviously the girls don't know anything about streaming.
You're just trying to like educate them.
To educate them. Yeah. And I think it just the way that it came off.
Right.
And then if you only clip that part of me saying like, yeah, Jason only gets 15. It looks like I'm hating, but
yeah,
like I had a lot of talks with people in the industry, a lot of people, like a lot of friends and just like everyone that's like kind of seen the whole video, like they understand what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
And the thing is like the most frustrating part for me is that like, I know deep down in my heart, I was not trying to hate on the boy.
Yeah.
But it just seems like on social media, like we're getting painted as these like two toxic Asian TikTokers that are trying to hate on the Asian race.
For real.
Trying to like are jealous of Asian creators.
Yeah,
it's just so crazy to me. Like We were praising the boy.
Literally, bro.
Like, telling, we were gassing him about the new jeans shit.
Literally, bro.
About, like, the, you were talking about that picture that they all
yeah,
took.
Yeah, like, the picture is hard as fuck. Hard as fuck. Bro, I literally, like, even said 1,000 subs is, like, obviously we know all that shit's yeah. very impressive, bro.
Dude, yeah.
Like, I know it is. And the thing is, just like you were saying, bro, like, deep down, like, dude, yeah, I've seen some of his clips before. I fucked with bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see why watching it looks bad.
Yeah.
But, like, you just gotta understand for us, like, it wasn't meant to be so serious.
Yeah.
Like, we were just simply having a pointless discussion. It was pointless.
Yeah, yeah.
Shouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, I just shouldn't have said it. But I do want to include two things real quick, because another thing people have been saying about that whole thing is, like, oh, the VODs get, like, millions of views. And yeah. Jason knows that as yeah, well, yeah. bro.
I know he posts, like, the 8-hour streams after, which get millions of views.
Yeah, he knows that.
Yeah.
He knows that.
Yeah, I know he gets a lot of views.
Yeah, and the second thing, kind of just, I wanted to latch on to what you were saying, is, like, dude, this guy just collabed with them.
Yeah.
Like, literally 2 weeks ago, like, I'm sorry guys, but, like, I really think if we were trying to hate yeah. it would have come across in, like, a stronger form of hate.
Yeah,
like, I wouldn't do it, like, so, like, passively, you know what I'm yeah. saying? Like, dude, we fuck with this guy, bro.
Yeah,
we want him on the pod, like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, dude, like, we tried to get him on 2 years ago, honestly.
Yeah, we tried to get him, like, almost not 2 years ago, yeah. probably, like, a little over a year ago.
Yeah, dude,
like, yeah, I mean, I'm not even ashamed to like admit that. Like,
yeah,
we texted
dude,
him.
And we offered to fly him out, bro.
Yeah, like, we offered to fly this guy out like over a year ago.
Yeah.
And like, I think that was a point that a lot of people were making, is like, how can you invite him out to collab on your party and
right.
hate on him like 2 weeks later?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, first off, like, I just hate how they use that and like they're commenting on that video.
Right.
Man, but that's whatever. It's just right. like, bro, for me, it's like I invited him out to my old frat,
yeah,
so that, you know, like, because I knew that it was gonna be a good stream idea. I knew he was doing a subathon last
sure.
month, so I knew that he wanted to, like, it would be a good idea for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be there, I wanted to record everything too, and it was a good collab.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it just doesn't make sense for me to come out 2 weeks later and start hating on the guy. Like,
right.
why would I do that?
Right, you know, right, what I mean? Right. And this is like another thing I do want to add, like, honestly, from Jason's perspective, I also understand why it seems so bad too, because he has been getting other flack from other people, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So I'm like, oh, like, it's kind of at the bad timing where, like, it seems like a lot of people are hating on him. So I like, I get it from his end too, you know, like, why.
Yeah, I do get it from his perspective. I think
yeah.
like the timing on us hating on Jason was the worst timing ever.
Literally,
I mean, like,
literally
this guy's like Mr. ETA,
yeah,
like on top of the world, just
yep.
hit 100k subs,
biggest streamer, basically
number two
yeah.
streamer,
yeah.
like biggest Asian streamer,
yeah,
and then here we are hating on the boy.
Yeah, dude.
So I mean, the amount of hate we got was actually ridiculous, bro.
Yeah, it was bad.
And like, yeah, it was just ridiculous because I felt like, you know, like, everyone was, like, uniting against one common enemy.
Right, right.
Which was us.
It was, like, a trend to hate.
It was a trend to hate.
TikTok. Yeah, bro.
And I was, like, bro, like, even, like, a bunch of, like, Asian creators, like,
Ew.
Commenting about it. I'm, like, bro, like, I, like, we built this podcast as a bunch of Asian co-hosts.
Literally, bro.
We, like, had the chance to, you know, interview a bunch of Asian legends like
yeah.
Tim Delaghetto, Dumbfounded.
All these people, bro.
Like, and anyone that knows us is like, bro, like, all we're trying to do is uplift the Asian American community.
I know.
And
I
that
know.
Was the part that kind of frustrated me the most, because
yeah.
it, you, like, everyone on TikTok made it seem like we were trying to, like, you know, we were setting Asians back. Or,
right, right. They're pushing us in that lane of, like, the whole seaside SoCal Asian.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what frustrates me as well, because, like, a lot of these skits I'm seeing,
yeah.
it's, like, they're kind of, like, saying that we think we're too cool for other Asians.
Yeah.
We want to, like, be, like, the sickest motherfuckers. But, bro, it's really not it, bro.
That's, like, actually, like, it's, like, so far from the truth.
Literally.
Like, and, like, everyone that has met me in person, and even all our, you know, viewers that I've met in person, bro, like, I'm always, like, trying to connect with y'all, like, give you the time, like,
Literally.
Learn about y'all. And it's like, I've never been the guy to, like, ego somebody or
never.
Like, act like too cool for school. And it's
never,
like,
bro.
And I feel like that's what we were getting portrayed as online.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, honestly the most hurtful part to watch.
No, for sure, bro. Like, and it sucks because I feel like in that time it was hard for us to even fight back and like have our voice, because
yeah.
we would just get overmatched by like all these people, you know?
Yeah.
So like even like your apology video, you know, like I feel like a lot of people are saying like it wasn't a genuine apology or something like that. When it's like, dude, you spent so much time writing that, like, you know, you were actually thinking about like the right things to say.
Yeah.
You know?
So no, man's was losing hair, like drafting that up and fucking like I was like sending it to hella people. Like, yo, you think this is worded correctly? And I knew that apology video on TikTok was going to get a lot of hate.
Right.
Like
right.
just like I just knew it. But I wanted to get my piece out there and a lot of people understood.
Yeah.
Like surprisingly, like I knew there was going to be a lot of hate. But after that video, I've seen a lot of comments and even a bunch of comments on, you know, random accounts posting us.
Right.
Like kind of defending us saying like, oh, like after watching this, like I'm actually completely like. Swayed like
right
like you know what I mean like oh like I was actually misunderstanding this whole situation and they were saying like this it seems like it was worded very incorrectly, it could have been worded a lot better, but he was not trying to hate at all.
You really weren't though, and that's why I felt bad too, dude, because I almost felt like I started that shit by saying that and then your words were right after, so it got latched on, you know what I'm saying? It was just really unfortunate, bro. Like the SoCal Asian situation when we got canceled was different, because that time we posted the video.
Right.
It, like, we set ourselves up. Yeah. So this time I thought we learned, you know, like.
Yeah.
But also, we were kind of rusty. Like, I feel like us four didn't film together in a while. Uh-huh. When I came back, that was my first pod in a month, bro.
Right.
So I realized that, like, we didn't even look over the video as much as we should have, you know. Yeah. Like, that's something we easily could have and should have cut out, you know, because it's not doing anything good at all. Yeah. But, yeah, bro, like. I guess we'll just learn and move on from this for sure.
Yeah, a lot of learning lessons from this whole situation. And, you know, like now it's been like 2-3 weeks. So we're not as emotional.
Right.
Like, there were a lot of things that me and Paul wanted to do. A lot of videos we wanted to like make and address the situation. But we chose not to. But now like 2-3 weeks past it. And there's just a lot of things going on TikTok right now. It's really like a trend to hate and try and cancel people. So,
but yeah, bro. No, like moving on. I also saw that like crazy clip, obviously, where like, you know, he called you.
Yeah.
And you were like genuinely apologizing and
shit. Yeah, bro. That was one thing I did want to talk about.
Really? Yeah.
Because this whole week that it blew up, right? Like Jason never commented on it.
Right.
Like all the clips of us like hating on Jason were coming out and I was texting him on the side.
Yep.
Like, yo, this is not what I was trying to say at all.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't comment on it. And then a week later, I come home from work and this guy calls me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what does this guy want right now?
Yeah.
And then I pick up the phone and off the bat, he's like, yeah, like he sounds so genuine. Bro.
Right.
Like,
right.
He's like, yeah, bro. Like, I understand. Like, it was all a misunderstanding, bro. Uh-huh. And like, I felt the genuine in his voice, bro. Dead ass, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I hit him like, if you know, y'all saw the clip.
Yeah.
But like, I hit him with the yeah, bro. Like, it was like, it wasn't
like our intentions and shit. And
And I like asked him if he saw the TikTok video addressing it and everything. He said yeah. And then this guy like hits me with the, yo, like, yeah, like, let me come, let's do the pod. Let's do the pod. And, like, in that call, bro, like, I briefly paused for, like, a second, bro. I was like, but I just, like, dude, I got God, bro.
You got God.
No, I got God, bro. Like, dude, like, he sounded so genuine, and I really thought he was giving me this chance to, like, kind of clear the air.
Right.
Dude, little did I know, man. I know, dude, baited me into the call, like, you know. I'm glad you got the clip, bro, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, like, you got it, bro. But at the same time, bro, like, at the same time, though, like, dude, like, as a friend of you, just watching that, like, dude, I thought that was a little, like, crazy, to be honest.
No, that was crazy, bro.
Yeah, that was crazy. And that shows that you were trying to be genuine as well.
Yeah.
And that we weren't really trying to hate, in my opinion. Because, like, you were, like, actually being so nice. Like, bro, I'm so sorry. You know, like, that wasn't the main thing. And then he started to hit you with the fuck you, fuck you.
Yeah. No, he crashed out. Definitely crashed out on me, bro. And, like, it's so funny, too, because, like, after that clip came out, you know, not a lot of people were checking in on me.
Right.
Bro, after that clip came out, bro, there are motherfuckers I haven't talked to in like 5 years, bro. 5 years I just like follow on IG, bro. Uh-huh. Bro, brother, you good? No. Brother, sending prayers.
That's crazy, bro.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, wow. Like, I was seeing those messages come in
from
people I haven't seen or talked to in years. I was like, wow, like, I got God. No, I got God, bro.
That was a KO punch for sure.
No, yeah, yeah. But yeah, man, I mean, I think I'm just, you know, from this whole situation, like, I'm gonna try to be the better man.
For sure, dude.
Like, I'm not leaking your number, bro.
Yeah.
Like, even though that shit was hella embarrassing on my end.
Yeah.
I'm not leaking your number, bro.
Yeah.
I'm moving on. You know, deep down, I was never trying to hate.
Right.
And honestly, bro, I think deep down, if you're watching this, deep, deep down, I think you know I was never trying to hate.
Right.
But obviously, like, all this hate makes you look good.
Right.
So I understand that you're going to play into it for views.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know, we're going to move on from this, bro.
Yeah, dude, definitely we're going to move on. And like you said, bro, like, I do, like, really hope you know, bro, like, that shit was not hating, bro. Yeah. Like, I know it could have come across like this, but I feel like after watching even this whole video, you could really understand that, like, bro, it was just like, we were yapping, bro.
Yeah.
We were. Yeah. And obviously, there's a lot to learn from this, but yeah, dude, like, I just hope you know we weren't trying to hate, bro, like, for real, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess the next thing we could get into also just like the future of the pod, bro. I mean,
yeah,
it's a lot different now.
It's going to be a lot different.
It's going to be, yeah, for sure.
Because now that the girls left,
right,
I don't think it would be fair if we just brought two new girls on.
Right.
Let alone, like, you guys would probably just be like, yo, what the fuck?
Right.
If we just showed up next week with two new girls.
Yeah, yeah. Even one new girl change is huge. Yeah, two at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, like, we've had a lot of cast changes.
Yeah.
And, like, every time we change somebody out, like, there was a little, like, you know, little drawback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Because, you know, nobody likes change. Everyone, like, you know, like, have watched us, have grown almost like a relationship with the people on the cast.
For sure.
So, like, I understand, like, if we continue the 9 for 9 pod, like, there's going to be a lot of changes that we need to do.
Definitely, bro.
And me and Paul were talking, like, we would probably have to do a whole, like, new, what's the word for it?
Like a rebrand?
Like a rebrand. Like, we can't just come on here with two new girls talking about the same old relationship.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that also is just because of, like, not only because of the hate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, also just because of, like, what is going on TikTok these days. Like, I feel like it is quite difficult to give your opinion and, like, always be correct, which I feel like you kind of have to be in this day and age. And I feel like for me, at least, that's one thing that plays into the future of the pod. It's like, damn, it's gonna be hard to speak comfortably, even though I'm with my friends and it's gonna be so easy to fall back into that shit. I'm gonna always have to watch my mouth, bro, because, like, who knows, anyone could clip anything. You know,
it's a scary time, bro, be on social media, man, in this world of clipping and like, you know, people really have a short attention span. That's what I realized. Like, nobody was ever going to try and watch our full-length video.
Never.
Try to understand what we're saying.
Never, never.
They're going to see the 5 seconds on TikTok.
Never.
And move on.
Right.
But the thing is, their opinions about us are going to come from that 5 seconds they see. So that's why it's a little unfair.
It is.
But going back to the rebrand thing,
we've had some talks about, like, what direction we should go with this. So, like, I mean, we could even do, like, maybe get a new girl on, slowly transition her, do a couple weeks, just us three.
Yeah.
And then, like, maybe add a fourth. We've talked about just bringing on two of our guy homies and just, like, a couple episodes, just chopping it up, like, our friend stories, maybe, and then eventually working new girls in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, even, like, the stuff we talk about, bro, I feel like me and Jason are still trying to figure out what lane we should get into. I mean, it's kind of, like, we don't want to talk about dating all the time. Like, even before, we didn't want to.
It's a difficult time for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
because we're also battling that inner thought of, I don't want to give up.
Yeah.
I think that
definitely don't want to give up, man.
Yeah.
Like, the past 2 weeks, I was just like, in my head, I was like, in 20 years, when I tell my story.
Yeah.
About what I was doing back in the day, like, I don't want to end my story with, we got hated on and then we quit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's just not the way to go out.
Yeah.
But we're still trying to figure out what the right move is, because it's like up in the air right now.
It is. It truly is.
You know, and you know, we've been able to steer this ship for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
And I just pray, I just hope that you guys, you know, have the understanding and the patience and the trust in us to, you know, continue to steer the ship. I know whoever we bring on next will be, you know, nobody compared to Jennifer and Megan. But I just pray that you guys trust that we won't just bring on anybody. Like, obviously, we're going to bring on people that add value.
For sure, for sure.
And that might take some time, because, you know, obviously girls not even gonna want to hop on 9 for 9 right now.
Yeah, and no one, honestly.
And that's the straight up truth. Like, yeah, like no girl. They might have been down 3 weeks ago, but literally, right now, nah.
Yeah.
Like, they just would basically be entering into this world of hate.
Exactly, bro. You know, exactly.
They don't even deserve, so.
Yeah, no, definitely, bro. And I feel like also playing into that is, like, I also had the idea, like, where it's, like, me and you, and we just, like, spam guests for a couple weeks. Yeah. But obviously, even that, like, with guests, it's kind of difficult right now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no one's trying to associate with 9.
Yeah,
9,
yeah, no guests. I don't think anybody in the social media space is probably going to come on to be real with you guys.
Yeah.
So that's why I think from now on, like, it'll probably be, like, you know, we might add, like, a couple of our friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like Paul said, we're going to, like, bring on a girl, like, just one at a time or something. Yeah, like, and yeah, this is gonna be a lot of, like, you know, back and forth too. Like, I want y'all to be in the comments, let us know what y'all want,
literally,
like,
please
let us know if y'all fucking with the guy or girl we bring on,
right? Like, right,
this is
let us know if you want the two man, Paul and Jason.
Like, let us know, yeah, if you want the James and Fuhad or the jumpers jump style with me and Paul, like,
yeah, bro,
you know what I mean. But I do think 9 for 9 needs girls.
Yeah.
And not just because, like, just because we need girls. I think girls bring a different perspective and a lot of challenging ideas that, you know, even I, you know, I learned a lot in the past 2 years just being able to talk to two girls all the time that are constantly, like, challenging my beliefs.
For sure.
And, you know, opening my eyes to new things that I didn't know about. So yeah, I do think, even for the audience sake, I do think two girls is needed.
That is true, actually. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But for the time being, I hope that you understand, like, we can't even bring two girls on right now. Like, right, that would be almost, like, unfair to them.
Right.
Because
right,
it's like we're placing a bunch of hate to their brand.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It's hard for, like, I feel like a lot of people to understand, though. Yeah. It is hard, you know, because it's like, for me, if I was watching my favorite channel, you know, and half the team is gone.
Yeah.
It's difficult, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, but yeah, you guys, like, if you can, just please try to understand that. Like, we're trying for sure.
Yeah.
And, like, just the main thing, too, like, we're not giving up, bro. Like, don't even, like, think we're going to stop posting anything. Because, like, dude, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'll see comments like that right now, right? They're like, damn, like, you guys are done? And I'm just, like, even seeing those, I'm like, bro, like, it's so sad to see, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, we're going to do something, bro. I mean, we've always figured it out somehow. You know, yeah, honestly, a lot of the times girls have left our pod, it's been sudden.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we have to, like, hurry up and figure something out.
Yeah.
But we've kept it going.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, it does suck because I feel like this was a great year for our pod, to be honest, bro. Like, did we start this year with Sola still or no?
2024?
Yeah.
I forget when Sola hopped on, but...
But I feel like it was around that area.
Yeah.
And then we started doing, the IRL video, our first one recently. Like, I felt like we had good momentum, bro. And I was, like, excited for this next future.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, I guess things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
You know? And hopefully we can figure it out. I think it's a good time for you and I to also, like, fucking grow our personal shit too, bro. I mean...
Yeah.
Like, obviously, most of the people who watch our personal shit's from the pod, obviously. Yeah. But, yeah, dude, I mean, like, it sucks to me that, like, you couldn't even get to post your Pop the Balloon video. Like, I feel like if you kept going... No, honestly, bro, like, videos like that, like, who knows? They could have done been bangers, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I would have loved for you to keep doing that. Honestly, I would have loved if I was to keep going with the streaming shit, you know? Like, giving no fucks.
Yeah.
But it is hard. It is hard. But just give us encouragement, bro. Like, honestly, I feel like in spite of all the hate, when I even see, like, one positive message, it means a lot, bro. Because, like, it shows me, like, we actually did something right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because the world's treating us like we did everything wrong.
I know, bro. And really shout out to everyone that has reached out. You know, I didn't get the chance to respond to everybody.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, I wasn't even on social media, bro. Like, I was just getting so much hate that I was, like, off everything.
Facts.
But as the hate kind of died down, a lot of the messages from you guys showed up. And, like, you know, like, you guys don't know how much, like, that meant to me. Like,
seriously,
for real. Like, just reading that, like, it was, like, maybe one good message after, like, 20 bad messages. But, right, like, that one message, I was like, damn, okay, like, I got something to fight for right here.
Literally, bro. And they weren't even just writing, like, bullshit messages.
Yeah.
They were writing very heartfelt, like, kind of paragraphs.
Yeah, bro.
And
it
almost felt like it was from, like, a distant cousin or some shit. Or, like,
bro,
a close friend, you know? Because,
like,
they know about us and shit.
Yeah, like a longtime friend.
Yeah, dude. So that is like definitely what motivates me and Jason. I mean, for those people who do get our message and like who've been entertained by us the last 2 years, dude, we're going to keep trying to push for y'all for sure, bro.
Yeah. And the one thing I realized too is that with like all the hate going on, like, it's like some of our audience is like intertwined.
Right.
But a lot of the people that are hating, we're, you know, never watching in the first place, and we're probably never going to watch in the future.
Yeah.
So that's what I realized too, is like, they're just like kind of like his fans that would like literally do what he says, you know, like this whole Twitch parasocial, like it gets really like, you really feel like you're best friends with the person on the screen.
Right.
And so whenever like you're almost like your idol, your best friend is like, you know, saying something, like you're gonna ride for your
no matter what.
I understand.
And that gives credit to like how great of a community he's built.
But
the power of that community is also very strong in both good and bad ways.
Just a lot of lessons learned from this whole thing.
What's like a big takeaway for you, bro? Just out of all this, I guess.
My biggest takeaway from this whole situation, honestly, it's probably just a couple things. Like, don't believe everything you see on social media. Like, I know, like, a lot of people have said that, but this truly, like, kind of just, like, I just felt wronged. I just felt so wronged. And, like, if it's one thing if I, you know, genuinely was trying to hate on the guy.
Right.
And then the world was punishing me for like things I said, but it just felt like I was taken so out of context, and then I was getting painted as this evil guy, and then getting hated on by so many people. I just felt so wronged, and like, I thought that Jason would be mature enough to maybe like understand the situation, and that call that he called me, and like that kind of just like, I was like, damn, like. It just really like frustrated me because I thought he was giving me that chance to clear it up. But he was just taking the opportunity to get another clip for himself. So that frustrated me too. And, you know, me and Paul were kind of just like talking. We were just like so off the whole social media shit. So off it. Bro.
Yeah. Like, literally. Like, it makes you not want to go on social media, social media.
And like nowadays, like I'd be going out to like K-Town this past weekend. Like, it's just like a lot of looks, bro. And it's just like, and it's not even like, I can tell it's just like not good.
It's not a good look.
It's not like they like I was in fucking Sunright in K-Town. Like it's like a boba shop. And like six like people come, it's like a group of six come in. It's like a shocked ass face looking at their phone, looking at me, looking back, just talking. And like, obviously they're not going to come up. And if they don't come up to me, that means they're not a fan. They just, they just like kind of like, yo, that's the guy that was hating.
Exactly, bro.
So it's just not
that's
a
been
good,
happening a lot, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not a good
feeling, bro.
Yeah, bro. And that's on some real shit. Like,
Dude. Yeah. Cause dude, on some real shit too, it's like, no matter like what we do at this point, like it's all those people that think negatively about us, we can't reach all of them no more. That's the toughest part. It's like, I want to voice my opinion, and it's like, it could only go so far because I'm not like big enough. You know what I'm saying? And it just, that's why it sucks so bad too, bro. Like,
No, I know. I agree with you're saying. Like, the opinions are set.
Opinions
are set. Everyone on FaZe that was hating, everyone like Big that was hating, they're never gonna see like this.
Yeah, dude.
Like, you know what I mean? So that is the tough thing about social media, man. Like,
and they would have never seen us if we were to give a compliment to Jason.
They would
have
never seen us if we just, you know, started glazing him. Obviously, we did glaze him and they didn't see it.
Exactly.
So that's just proof right there.
Exactly.
And yeah, and that's like one of the bad things about social media. It's like people are so quick to make an opinion. Without actually just trying to understand the context of everything that was going on.
No, for sure, bro.
So, yeah. And then, like, also another thing, too, is, like, you know, I was checking in. Like, you know, I feel like me and Paul got a lot closer during this time, too.
Oh, for sure.
Because, like, I feel like, you know, nobody really checks on the mental health of dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not.
Like, it might be, like, a, you know, a subject that not a lot of people talk about. But, like, you know, guys are supposed to, like, present themselves in a confident, like, you know, I don't give a fuck kind of, you know, attitude. But like during this whole time, like that shit was like eating me, bro. That shit was eating me alive, man. And because like that's not my character at all. It's not my character at all. And I was getting painted as this guy, and like, yeah, I was in a bad place for like probably the first week, man. I can't even lie to you.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's super understandable, bro, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think, like you said, like, the mental health shit's tough, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Because not only is it, like, not too many people, like, look out, bro, for us, but at the same time, it's, like, what hurts me is, like, when I see people that, like, I felt like we had good relationships with or stuff like that, like, not, like, they didn't protect us or anything, but, like, sometimes I feel like they'll make it, like, a little worse, or, like, they'll believe, like, what's going on about us instead of, like, believing the true character that we've displayed IRL.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, bro, like... why do you believe that? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we're really not like that, bro.
Yeah, that is the tough part. It's like when there's people that we've met and hung out with in person that kind of like just hop on the trend because it's the trend to hate.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, bro. Like, we had a relationship and it's like, fuck.
Yeah, dude.
But, and I just hate how people like come out the closet and just start hating. Like,
I mean, dude, one thing that this is like a kind of like interesting thing that I took away from this is like, I really felt before we said this all that we were small in my head, right? Like, I thought it would never get to this like thing, but like, I realized that like, I feel like we're one of those podcasts already where like a lot of people low key know us.
Yeah.
But like, say they're not like following us or fans, but they know of us though. It might not even be in a good way.
Yeah, they just know the name.
Right. So maybe that's why when this first happened, like, extra people came out of nowhere making all these like hate 9 for 9 videos.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And that's just unfair to me too, bro. Like, what? Dude, yeah. I don't know.
No, yeah. I mean, they might have had a perception from the first time we got hate about that whole like SoCal Asian stuff.
Yeah.
And then like, they didn't really pay attention to us for the past 6 months. And then we kind of like blew up again about all this hate.
Yeah.
And then they're like, wow, these guys that were hating, they're hating again. Oh shit, it's game over. Like, we got to go in on them. You know what I mean?
Exactly, bro.
And it's like, and you know, everybody's got to make money on TikTok. So they're going to use our name to like, you know,
everybody,
you know,
bro.
Get on that creator fund and shit.
Like, everybody, that, bro. I mean? And like, dude, they'll twist it too, bro. Like, one of the things that was really hard for me, because like, I was like, bad and they got better.
Yeah.
But then I'm seeing people I know in real life. Yeah. They're saying like my character in high school was like this and shit. I'm I'm like, yo, I've not even talked to in like 5 years, bro. Yeah, and you're like, you know, like,
you don't know me.
You don't know me.
Yeah, bro.
And like, you're going by this one clip that a hater put out, not even like a fan put out, where I'm looking good, you know? And then you're running with this insane narrative. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
And yeah, we can't fight for ourselves in that situation, bro. Yeah. Like, you just take the L. But,
and one thing I need to shut down right now is that like, a lot of people were coming out saying that we were rage baiting.
Oh yeah.
That we purposely clipped this part up to like gain more attraction to our podcast, and like we purposely was hating so that we could like, you know, basically just like
get views or some shit or
make money. And like, I'm like, first off, we didn't even clip this part.
Yeah.
We didn't even clip that part. Yeah. All right. Jason the Ween, I think it was Jason the Ween Reacts.
Yeah.
Was the first clip that just like clipped it up and made it seem like we were hating. Mm-hmm. And after that blew up, everyone just kind of tagged along.
Yeah.
Okay. And the second, like, again, like, I didn't, like, honestly, like, rage baiting was a new term for me. Like,
I've never like, heard of that, bro.
Like, what does that even mean? Like, why would I purposely destroy this podcast that I've built for the last 2 years just to like gain some views on one video? Like what doesn't even make sense. Like, like, I've built this from the ground up. We started with iPhones, started at my old frat house
literally
like 2 years ago, and we were able to like interview so many and make so many connections and interview so many like influential people. Why the fuck would I rage bait, intentionally talk shit on Jason just for a couple more views? Like, man, it's just like so frustrating that people like, those are the kind of like things that people are trying to portray about us, which is the most frustrating thing.
But yeah, I mean, like we've said before, I think a lot of those people, it's gonna be hard for us to, you know, sway their opinion at this point. But I think obviously the best thing me and Jason know now is just to move forward, probably definitely not talk about anyone like that again. You know what I mean? Like, we've definitely know what to do now. But yeah, I mean, we could just show people, I guess, over time, like, if we're able to just keep pushing this thing forward, hopefully some of those haters will come across our videos and be like, you know what, these people aren't actually that bad, you know? That's what I hope.
That's what I hope too. And I feel like people are starting to come around too. Like, I'm seeing your comments and even the comments you guys are leaving on Jason's, you know, TikTok pages too. Like, so you know, I appreciate those. And there's a lot of lessons that we learned, and we apologize for the way it sounded and the way it came out our mouths and the words that we used to, like, you know, in the last video.
And we'll do better, bro. Yeah. We will, bro. And yeah, we're really not hating people, and we'll show that through our next videos and shit. You know, you guys will see, bro. Like, all those same people who are looking for those hating videos, I want you to look for all the videos where we're trying to encourage people and, like, we're praising people, because that's what we do, bro. That's the type of people we are, honestly. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, and today's just, like, a shorter episode. I think it might be, like, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
We just wanted to come on here, address a couple things.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and there's a, you know, I admit to my faults, too. There's a lot of maturing that I need to do.
Yeah, I feel that. Me too.
This has opened up my eyes about, you know, a lot of things.
For sure.
And this podcast has honestly, like, made me, you know, grow up a lot. Like, so I'm like Paul said, we're going to continue to do better. We're going to continue to put out, you know, good content, good funny content.
Yeah.
Entertaining, you know, stuff for you guys. You know, that's really why I started the podcast. It's not for clout. It's not for money.
Literally.
Like, I wanted to do something fun with my group of friends.
Literally.
And I felt that, you know, we were entertaining enough to, you know, put it out on TikTok and, you know, on social media.
For sure.
So we're going to keep doing that. I'm not going to let this stop me. You know, I do like making content.
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry, bro, to all the people. I'm not putting the fries in the bag yet. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Not yet, man.
Dude, yeah, bro. No, I hate those comments. Yeah,
put the beans in the grinder.
Bro, like, dude, there were some hate comments.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that, because there's some hate comments that were like, yo, just put the beans in the bag, bro. And that kind of hurt me, because I was like, damn, like, they know I work at a coffee shop.
Right.
I was like, damn, like, you a watcher for real. Because, like, I don't even really talk about it, like, too much. But, yes, I do work at a coffee shop.
Right, right.
Right? Because I want to, you know, I work a part-time job so I can fund my content.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, like, and then they're like, yo, just put the beans in the bag, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, you really know my story and you still hating for real.
Yeah,
you
know? Dude.
Like, yeah, that was crazy.
Dude, yeah, at least my boy, like, is working, bro. I also saw those people who were, like, saying, like, you know, like, oh, like, now they're going to be bums with nothing to do. Bro, like, we still, like, do a bunch of stuff outside of the pod, too, you know, like.
Like, bro, like, you know, like, I could always get a corporate job, bro. Like, y'all are counting. Honestly, a lot of the hate comments sounded like the shit that my mom says. It's like, yo, like, you graduated from USC and you're fucking working at a coffee shop. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I was like, bro, like, that's literally what my mom says. That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, I like making content.
Yeah.
Like, bro, if I wanted to sit behind an office and work at a desk, like, I could do that.
Uh-huh.
But I want to do this.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And, you know, and the content takes time. You don't blow up overnight.
Yeah.
Not everyone blows up overnight. So.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, don't let the people put down the dreams, though. That's the main thing, bro. Yeah, like, bro. These people are really trying to shit on a dream. I'm like, that's so fucked up, bro, honestly.
Yeah, and I understand it from their perspective, too. It's like they're almost validated to hate us
because
it seems like we hated first.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So I get it. I get why there's so much hate.
Yeah.
Because we seem like the OG haters.
Right. Yeah.
So
I just hope we get the opportunity one day to show these people that, like, you know, that's really not us, bro.
If we don't give up,
the
opportunity will come.
For sure. Yeah.
Now that there's, like, more eyes on us, we're going to do better. Yeah, and to all our viewers that, you know, made it to the end of this episode, I really just hope that you guys have the patience and understanding and trust that I will, you know, do the right thing and bring on the right people and maintain the integrity of 9 for 9. And it's going to be shaky for a couple weeks. I can't lie.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, me myself, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep going. And I hope that you guys will, you know, still be there at the end of all this.
No, I agree, bro. That's a great message, I'd say. Like, just to all the people who do support us, bro, definitely. Like, I hope that you continue to support us. I understand, like, if all these changes kind of have you looking in other places for maybe, like, your entertainment and stuff. Like, I do get it. But, like, I do want to emphasize what Jason was saying, bro. Like, first of all, that all that shit that happened, that's not us at the end of the day. Two, like, we're definitely not going to give up, and we're trying. Like, it's not like we're just sitting there, like, not thinking about the pod, bro. That's all this guy thinks about. Literally, you know, like, no cap though, right? Like,
yeah,
like, dude, he's gonna figure it out, bro. And just give him a chance. Like, I really do hope you guys stick around and just give us a chance, bro. I think we're gonna be able to show you guys that we could push through all this shit, bro, and, like, continue to do this for a long time. So we'll see y'all.
We're still going to try to keep that goal of trying to hit 50K by the end of the year.
Shit, bro.
We'll see if we can do it. But, I mean, make sure to like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah. Leave a message down below, bro. We'll be reading all of them.
Yeah. And if you guys have any input on what you guys want us to do, on what you guys want to see from us, just leave it in the comments.
Yep.
And we're going to read them all.
For sure.
For sure. And then, yeah.
Guess we'll see y'all next week, man.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next week. We're the 9 for 9 podcast.
Yes, sir.
And peace out.
Peace.